It's Thursday, so that means tonight at 6 p.m., we air another episode of CHMA Talks. This time, the topic is a heavy one. We're talking about rape culture with Mount Allison psychology professor and sex researcher Lisa Dawn Hamilton. Hamilton talks us through what rape culture is and how it often starts in something as simple as how different genders are represented in traditional and popular culture. Having simple one- or two-dimensional female characters in movies and TV shows might seem like an innocuous problem with our pop culture, but it has the rather sinister effect of dehumanizing women on a mass scale. The dehumanizing effect is real and even used as a tool in some situations, says Hamilton.
In war, for example, the first thing to do is to dehumanize the enemy so that they are objectified and so people can feel more comfortable killing in war. So these are tactics that are used intentionally in fields of things like war that are then applied to how we represent women in media. And we dehumanize them, we objectify them, we focus on the way they look as their only value, and then we wonder why people treat them as though they're objects.
And then there's the way we raise our kids, often socializing them along gender lines established early, creating the gaps in knowledge and understanding that will later lead to rape culture.
We socialize girls to be nice and to constantly worry about other people's feelings. And we don't give that same sort of empathy education to boys. We don't tell them to think about the feelings of the person that they're punching, for example, or that's less likely to happen with boys. And the research shows that girls are more constantly monitored in their social interactions than boys as they're being raised.
This gap in empathy education between boys and girls can lead to painful and dangerous situations in adult life.
What often happens in situations, if we're talking about men and women, is men are not aware of what's going on emotionally for that woman because they've never had to think about the feelings of women and girls growing up. And so the woman thinks that she's very clearly conveying, like, I'm not interested, please leave me alone. And the men are not picking that up because they haven't been taught what the signals are that mean no if someone's not explicitly saying no.
That's psychology professor Dr. Lisa Dawn Hamilton. Tune in to CHMA Talks tonight at 6 p.m. to hear more from Hamilton as we tackle the topic of rape culture.